Okay, well, we all know you're a mutant.
I figure Lucas is curled up. Lucas got hit in the head by a piece of flying shrapnel, and he's laid out, and we got him hit in a bush.
I'll deal with Lucas.
Oh, he'll be meaner to him than we would be.
You don't have to be mean. You can always say something, you know, like he's off with the monster hunters on Team A or something like that.
Or he got captured and now is being held hot, being held in the sea pods.
That's so railroady.
I have an improvement pending, and it's my first advanced improvement potentially. So I was thinking of maybe getting you guys' recommendations. I was pondering either toughening up a bit or advancing two of my moves, at which point I get effect on 12 plus. Now, for me, the most reliable ones would be the read moves, i.e. investigate a mystery, read a bad sitch, and use magic. So for the sharp moves, you get to ask any question you want if you get a 12 plus. And for magic, I get an added benefit of some kind if I get a 12 plus. Those are the ones I'm looking at right now. Other options are not really as interesting. Like changing hunter type or magically in mid-fiction retiring to safety. You turn around and Amanda's not there.
she's in her car driving away with loaded full boxes.
Think to herself.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
Yes. I have a very low chance of getting a 12 plus on protect someone, manipulate one, someone. I'd have to get a help from somebody else. Same with pressure.
Anti-mirror.
That would be maybe if I were to up tough for helping out with kicking ass and protecting people. But it wouldn't be my ace thing, the thing I'm good at.
No.
We already have at least, you've been upping your stats pretty decently, so you probably have a few twos, right?
Yeah. I got three twos total, so charm, cool, and sharp.
Oh, crap. We're suddenly bereft tough plus two character.
Mm-hmm. Read a bad sitch probably would, in the short term, be more used.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's now. Right now.
Yeah. And if you could do any magic, it probably wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, I have a decent chance of hitting. Half decent.
Yeah.
Chance. Yeah, all right. Let's advance moves. I'm going to mark those.
So do we have administrative out of the way here?
For me at least, yeah.
I'm good. I don't fail enough.
But I kind of also cheat. I mean, I get an XP every time I stop something I've seen. So that's probably why I'm ahead of you.
Well, mm-hmm. I actually have a move that robs me of experience points.
What?
Yeah. I can totally get an automatic success, not have to roll.
Oh, yeah. You don't risk missing. Okay. I get you. Yeah.
All right, then. Do we want to resume where we left off?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, we had just blown the backside out of the barn, and inside we found a blasted circle.
No. Anybody else have a correct?
I remember there was some sort of either circle or pentagram, and then there was a mirror facing the center of the circle, like a big old antique.
Mm-hmm. And something to string someone up with in the middle of the circle.
Yeah, there were a couple poles with manacles.
Oh, I don't remember that. Cool.
As you're taking this in from the entrance to the barn, came a couple of the Black Ops guys. What do you do?
Besides reading a bad situation?
Oh, that's probably a good idea.
Oh, so close.
Oh, that was one of your advanced.
Yes. So I advanced read a bad situation and use magic.
There's no way to help with that, is there?
How would you fictionally help me?
I have no idea.
What's the biggest threat here? And remember, I have the sight, so I can see spirits and other dumb shit.
No respect for the mystic arts.
Probably the biggest threat here immediately is the two guys with the guns.
Gotcha.
To you.
Awesome. I guess, well, are there any dangers we haven't noticed?
As you glance around back to where Lucas is, you see a dark cloaked figure grabbing him and pulling him back into the shadows. You actually catch a glimpse of the face of this person, and it's Abaddon.
What? Okay. Okay. Now the visions make sense. She was looking for a new job. Fallen angel, help me with my powers. Long story. Probably a reaper now, which we probably already told all of you about that. Interesting. I think I'm gonna hold on to my last hold for now. So I'm just gonna basically like turn really quickly and go, Lucas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of to alert the others.
And what are you other two doing?
Well, now I'm freaking conflicted. I was really hoping everyone else would take down the shooters, and then I could concentrate on the mirror. But if I see someone trying to do a snatch on Lucas, I would actually try to stop them. Yeah, yeah. I know. It's complicated.
Well, okay. Well, if you're going to run after, you run to the shadows, I have a feeling there's nothing in the shadows anymore.
Yeah. See, that's the problem. Yeah. I know what's good for the game, but I also know how my character would react.
Mark, you turn and look to wherever you think Lucas was after Mandy says that. And yeah, you just see darkness. There's nothing there. Lucas is gone.
Okay. If I did not see Abaddon, then I'm going to assume Lucas did the dumb thing and is like trying to outflank the enemy or something like that.
That's a perfectly reasonable assumption.
Yeah. In that case, I'll continue forward with my plan. That's in air quotes. Take out the shooters. That mirror has to go.
All right. Well, I got a pistol, my 9mm, or a 9mm, not mine, and someplace else. And I'll just take a pot shot. I guess that's kicking some ass. Or no. Actually, you know, I'm going to try to keep them off of Mark. So I'm going to try to lay down some cover fire, which is
protect.
Yeah, protect. So yeah, I'm going to lay down some cover fire. All right. Well, with my plus one tough. Yay. I apologize ahead of time. Yep. I'm using a pistol to put down cover fire. You know how effective that is? Not.
Mark is running towards the mirror. Amanda's checking out the situation. Edgar's shooting back, though he's not very good shot. And
nope.
As you open fire, they open fire back with their silenced machine pistols. Everybody, take a couple harm.
Ooh, two harm?
Yep.
All right. Not dead yet. Ow. Andy, shoot!
Well, all right, yeah. If they're shooting, I'll shoot back. And I'm not putting down, like, covering fire or anything. I'm going to take them down insofar as I'm able. I guess I'm going to ask my final hold, what's most vulnerable to me, actually, before I do?
That would be Mark.
Well, yeah. You can shoot him in the back real easy.
Yeah, that'll help.
Yeah. I guess as Mark's running towards the mirror, you're with your spooky sight, you can sort of see that there's some magical aura around it. Like, that's what you get. The guys are reasonably vulnerable to you in that they look human, so bullets would probably hurt them.
Right. But the mirror would be most vulnerable to me.
Like I say, you're seeing there's some magic aura that you wonder whether bullets would harm it.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
Oh, so Marx is going to have a Superman moment. That is, a bad guy hitting Superman with a sledgehammer.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Mark Roone, the trouble fixer.
I want to use magic. So I think what Amanda does is that she quickly sort of she whips out that her wedding ring on a chain. Actually, I think she has the chain with the wedding ring in her hand, and she squeezes that, and then she speaks this incantation, and she reaches out with her other hand. She drops the pistol and reaches out with her other hand and attempts to pull this mirror magically to her as a shield for herself and what's his face, Edgar.
If it's bulletproof, that works for your advantage now, doesn't it?
So I'm looking to do one thing that is beyond human limitations, which is to move an object without actually touching it.
All right.
See if I can do that. Give me a 12. No. At least it's a 10.
So it's maybe a good 3 foot across by 6 foot high.
Sure.
So a meter by 2 meters.
Right.
So where are you? You're pulling it to you.
I'm pulling it to me and in front of myself and Edgar. And if you allow it in the fiction, like maybe she holds it there as long as she's concentrating, right? So it's kind of hovering there in the air.
And you get a wide-eyed look from Edgar.
And Mark.
Yeah, Mark was running towards this thing and suddenly it's coming towards him. What are you doing, Mark?
Not knowing that it's Spooky Mandy who's doing this, I'm assuming the mirror's attacking me. So, we'll try to slide under it and slam it with a sledgehammer as it flies past.
Well, I don't think it's moving much off the ground. I think it's just maybe sliding, or the feet of it are just enough off the ground to move. I don't think it's...
starts advancing toward you like...
Okay, well, I guess I don't have to run as far to smack it then.
You kind of have to fail, though, considering I hit with a 10+. So you can't stop it from becoming a... You can hit it, I'm sure, but you can't stop it from being a wall for...
You basically confirm it's bulletproof.
You never know. I might shoot this thing into a bazillion pieces.
So you're going to swing your hammer at it.
Yeah.
Let's call that an act under pressure.
Sure. Perchance, can I trigger my move? What could go wrong whenever you charge into immediate danger without hedging your bets?
I suppose. What does that get you?
+2 to act under pressure.
Okay.
Actually, you get the whole 2, so... ooh, yes. Do that twice.
10! So I at least clock it solidly.
Yeah, it comes by, you smack it good, and it shudders, and part of the frame falls off, but the mirror itself then goes floating in front of Amanda.
Maybe it's like balancing on one of its, you know, kind of on the edge. So it was kind of dragged away through the circle, and then it's sort of diagonally covering myself and Edgar.
I'm thinking you're not. Probably not going to be holding it in the air for this whole scene.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, it'll like comes to rest there in front of you, at least for now, since Mark has damaged the frame around it. It's probably sure. Not going to be standing upright for too much longer.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
just out of curiosity, is this a rounded mirror or a square mirror?
It's squarish.
So anyway, I'm kind of partially behind it, so I'm going to go, all right, bang, bang, and shoot at one of the guys.
All right.
It looks like my objective is impervious and gone. So I would say plan B, but I didn't get past plan A. So
yep. And bang, bang! I need to go to the shooting range.
On the bright side, you did hit the broadside of the barn on the inside.
Did I, or did I hit the dirt on the floor or whatever?
You take a couple of shots and click, Your gun's jammed.
Oh, fudge.
Missed again.
I'll stand behind Mandy and like, give me a second, all right? I'm busy running the thing, trying. I gotta unjam this stupid thing. It's not my pistol.
What's the name of Lucas's contact so we can cuss him out?
I had a Prepler Hicker, you know, H&K 9mm. This thing, it's made in the USA. It's crap.
This is a Chinese knockoff of a bad American knockoff.
All right. So, Mark.
Running for cover that's not inside the circle.
The other two are mostly behind the mirror, which is now settling down and teetering on the frame that you damaged, which is so it's probably not going to be standing much longer.
Well, they've got plenty of supernatural tough cover. I need crates or consoles or podiums or something.
Maybe this is a Rita Bat situation.
Yeah. So,
Rita Bat, that's sharp. Okay.
Before you get gunned down.
Yeah, we're trying to avoid the gunned down thing, you know. I'm kind of silly that way. 4. I'm deer in a headlights. I don't know which way to go.
Yeah, you're around. This is a pretty sparse barn here. They had been using it for any normal barnish activities, apparently. So, standing there out in the open, you're about to get shot again. As these two guys are split either side and are running towards you and have you right in their crosshairs.
Yeah. When you have no cover, you go prone. So I guess I dive for the floor. Just feeling a little exposed.
You dive for the floor. And
trying to duck. This is good.
One of them is running up to you then and kneeling, putting a knee in your back.
Well, if he's going to be that close, I can smack him.
Okay, if you want to try that.
Let's just hey, if we're in hand-to-hand combat, that's a lot safer than getting shot.
Well, if you're diving to the ground.
And then he runs towards me. I can try to take his feet out with a hammer swing.
Sure, you can try that. Go ahead.
Okay, so what is that, more acting under pressure?
That kicks some ass.
Kicks some ass. Okay, yeah, I missed my tough.
Take a -1 forward as you're on the ground.
Sure, why not? Come on, dice, don't fail me. A 9! Well, it's a bad situation, but not a terrible one.
You could use one of your hold to either inflict +1 harm or reduce your harm by 1. Right.
So when it says reduce someone's harm, does that include me?
You're a someone, so okay. You're a someone, Mark.
Yeah. So if I take any harm, let's reduce. Well, first of all, do I take harm from the shenanigans?
You're taking harm, yes.
In that case, let's reduce it by 1.
He comes running up to you as you are suddenly rising up to swing. At him, he pulls the trigger.
Ow.
Oh, so you take 2 harm.
And we'll just reduce that to 1 harm, because harm hurts.
But you get to do 3 harm to him.
Is that? That was a partial. So his reward for shooting me is he takes a sledgehammer to their chest. Let's see what his bulletproof armor does for that.
Okay, so you smack him with and your intent here was to
hit him in the legs and sweep him. Okay. That was the actual intent since I was down low. There's stats for a sledgehammer or something, isn't there? Or am I thinking of a different game system?
No, it's in your gear listing.
3 right? Harm hand messy.
All right. So you sweep his legs out from under him, and he goes down as you take a couple of shots from him.
Okay.
You know, the other guy's advancing on you, your mirror cover sets down and goes and is falling over.
Right. So as it's falling over, I'm going to use magic again and bad habit. I'm not going to say that. That's the wrong type of game. So Amanda, still clutching the chain with the wedding ring, she does this twisty motion in the air, and she speaks again, some sort of incantation, probably faux Latin or something, and then she does a push motion. And my intent here is to shove the mirror at relative speed at this person and maybe trap him under it or something.
Okay.
Maybe against a wall or something. I don't know. Whatever is convenient.
This person is the guy I knocked down or the one that's still shooting?
No, it's the other one shooting at us, I think.
Okay.
Let's see how that goes. Oh, that is a glorious miss. Mark XP. Finally, I'm missing on like A, magic, and B, a weird roll.
As the mirror starts to teeter and it spins and starts to fall, you're clutching the wedding ring. The mirror spins and flashes, and you see yourself in it. And behind you, you see your husband looking at you with a sad and puzzled look on his face.
Oh, well, I think she's going to attempt to keep her cool. Well, I don't know how good that goes. She's not very good at that. Act under pressure, maybe?
Sure.
Oh, no. That's a miss. So I guess maybe she flinches, like, puts her arms in front of her face or something.
All right. And as the mirror falls to the ground, then bang, you take another 2 harm from the guy advancing on you.
All right. That pushes me up into unstable.
What are you doing, Edgar? Your cover's gone.
Yeah, and my gun's jammed, but there's Mandy's gun on the ground. I grab it and take a shot at the guy who just shot her. And we'll see if her gun works any better. Probably not.
It's full of ammo.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The same roll every time.
Until you press the eject button.
To our audience out there, I have rolled 3 5s in a row.
As you kneel down to try to grab the fallen gun, you take a bolt in the shoulder and it spins you and you fall back. Take another 2 harm.
So here's the thing. I don't know if we've done it before, but when you take harm when you're unstable, you take +1 harm. So 2 becomes 3.
Yikes.
Yeah. So watch out.
Yeah. And it puts me in the unstable. Lovely.
All right. What are you doing, Mark?
I need to take out this guy that is down on the ground with me. So ground and pound. I'm assuming he's still up, right?
He's moving. He's trying to collect himself here.
Great. Does he have like one of those SWAT type bicycle helmets on?
Sure.
Great. I guess I'll hit him with a sledgehammer in the head then.
All right.
The idea is that should stun him and hopefully knock him out and not per se kill him.
Okay.
4. It might kill him still, yeah. But anyway, yeah, we're striving to take him out, which not my forte, but hey, he's on the ground, I'm on the ground, we're all having fun. I believe any advantage I would have would be nullified by my disadvantages, so I'm assuming +0.
Yeah.
Survey says 6. Yeah. Ow.
Okay. So you go raise up and he jumps at you, knocking your hammer out of your hand, and he's sticking the muzzle of his machine pistol right in your chest and going to stand down.
That's reasonable. I'll put up my hands. Looks like you got me.
All right, so back to Amanda.
Yeah. I think she's probably pretty badly shot somewhere in the body, right? Bleeding pretty badly. The sight of her husband and like she's out of sorts and hurt and kind of the heart's pounding in her temples. And I think she just falls into one of her maybe like dark side rages. And she's sort of screaming madly, hair all array in disarray, you know, flying at this guy bodily. Right. Worst idea ever.
Wow. Okay. And Mandy comes unglued.
110 pounds of fury.
Let's see if I can get a 10 plus and say you were beaten by a girl. But that's just a 2d6, a very low chance.
Crazy spooky Mandy.
Yeah, okay. So that's 10 plus, kick some ass.
All right, well, unfortunately, I mean, you can't inflict any real harm, but you can do some fictional harm. So
yeah.
He's sees this woman standing there. He's not really, he's expecting you to, you know, not oppose him much. He's worried more about Edgar getting back up. So
yeah,
you suddenly jump at him and are all in his face and swatting at him with your fist. So he's currently can't get his gun to bear on either you or Edgar at the moment.
Should we count that as...
Actually, you could do harm to him because you got a 10 plus. You get a pick, don't you? You get an extra.
So, but should we do like his unarmed harm versus me? Maybe. Is that fair? Maybe you can't use the gun, but since the move says exchange harm, right?
I guess we'll see which extra effect do you pick.
Okay. Ah, screw it. I'll give plus one forward to Edgar. Let's hope you can actually hit someone this time. So she's just a ball of crazy, you know, flailing in his face.
He reacts, bringing the gun up kind of crosswise, and it smacks you for one harm.
Cool. Which becomes two, since it's...
Ouch.
Unstable.
Well, I'm gonna be shooting into melee, which is always fun. We'll see what I roll. I just reach up and just aim and shoot, and hopefully I'm going to hit the right person in black. Oh my god!
That's a 4 with the plus 1 from me, so you officially suck.
you know, even with a plus 1, your highest roll is a 5?
But you've earned 4 XP in this session so far.
I already dinged. I mean, this is like, this is this gravy if I survive this.
You are trying not to hit Amanda. And before you can even get a shot off, he was able to knock Amanda aside, take 2 harm as he puts another couple slugs in you.
If you're unstable, that gives you plus 1 harm as well.
That gives me a full rack right after dying.
Okay, so I think you collapse.
Worse before collapsing into unconsciousness. Why couldn't I have talked to them? Plop.
Or you should have stepped out in the middle of the room like abracadabra, pretended you were doing magic or something.
That's actually one of my moves.
Yes, that's the one I was thinking.
Yeah, you guys. Pick the worst thing you're worst at. Let's go do that.
Well, the dice just downright hated us. Mark, with his hand still held up, looks at his captor straight in the eye, says, "I'm a medic. Can I go help my friend?"
Stepping back, he's still got the gun on you and glancing over. What's Amanda?
I think she's failing to get up from the floor with like blood streaming down her forehead or something, right? She's kind of groggy and essentially out. She's one away from dying. So
the other guy is kind of like searching you for weapons.
I don't even have a pistol. I mean, it's just, I've got tools and a medic pack that's probably strapped to the small of my back.
Okay, so yeah, he probably takes your tool get away from you, your Leatherman or whatever.
Man!
And Amanda, you don't have any weapons on you, do you?
No, I dropped my pistol.
Bring you over and set you down next to Edgar's body and searches Edgar.
That's a bit premature, isn't it?
The way we've been rolling?
Any other weapons you have on you, Edgar? He only takes the pistol up and...
No.
The other will indicate to Mark to get up and walk you over to where the others are. And then a couple others are entering the barn now. Ask Mark if you want. He'll If you're, you know, at least still alive.
Well, I think I'm supposed to roll dice.
Yep.
I'm worried.
Well, don't earn the experience.
Oh, man. You know, if I roll six or less, it kills you, right?
Oh.
Well, hey, what could go wrong?
Yeah.
I could make a new character.
That's the spirit of Rupert.
Yeah. Okay. And fingers crossed. You live by 1 point.
Well, so you have a choice. You can either stabilize me or heal to harm. I think stabilizing is probably what you want to do.
Yeah. If you're dying, giving you two harm and still dying is probably not good.
Yeah.
If that's the way that I'm reading that right.
Yeah, I think that's how it works.
Yeah, so I'm not unstable, but I do have a full rack.
You're not going anywhere in a hurry.
I'm still unstable as well, bleeding pretty badly from the abdomen.
Well, go help Mandy.
Well, one body at a time.
I'm just saying. Hey, Doc, got some time for me? My gut's hanging out here.
So are you going to help her?
Of course. Of course.
Or try to help her, I guess.
Yes. I hate life or death.
It wouldn't be the first time I was murdered by a medic in an Apocalypse World game or powered by the Apocalypse game. So don't worry.
I think they just don't like doctors. Okay. Okay. Fingers crossed, folks. 8. I'm getting better at this.
At least you're stable.
Thank you.
And you're not dying, and you're not dying.
They'll collect you, zip tie your hands. A couple of them are carrying Edgar, and the only two that can walk, they're marching you along. They take you out of the barn, across the open area, into this carriage house. It's sort of a barracks area, and set you down in a couple chairs there. They dump Edgar onto a cot, and August Wilkes walks in. He looks at Amanda and goes, "Ms. Gilbert, we had an appointment for tomorrow night."
She kind of rubs her head and goes, "Well, sir, I just couldn't contain myself."
"Why are you here?"
"We found some disturbing connections in your past, let's put it that way."
"Which particular connections were disturbing you?"
"I think a better question is which didn't. What was the company? Lambert Holdings? That was it?"
"Yeah."
"Yeah, so I think she says something like, 'We know all about Lambert Holdings.'"
"Do you? And what would the all about be?" "Yeah, it's a holding company, which I have a lot of my wealth in, yes." "Why did this prompt you to assault my home? Were you looking to rob me? I was offering to pay you a large amount of money to help me."
"I think Miss Gilbert's referring to your supernatural connections."
"Look, we know all about your slug things."
"Slug things?"
"Is he genuinely surprised?"
"Yes."
"In that case, I think she, like, there's a moment where she, scans him, like, gives him a once over, and then she goes, 'Yeah, the bug things that crawl out of people's throats. What was his name? The guy from last time, the Freeman.
Alan Freeman.
Alan Freeman had one, probably. What was the cop's name?"
"O'Brien.
O'Brien, down at the cop station."
"I know Mr. Freeman. I've had a few business dealings with him. I don't know of an O'Brien at the police station."
In that case, I'll look to Mark and go, "Oops." "We should probably apologize for the barn. This guy's not lying."
"I've not interfered in your supernatural hunting affairs, and I'm still puzzled why."
"Well, if you're not the source of the body hijacking slugs, then where the hell are they coming from?"
"Perhaps you should have been investigating that rather than assaulting my home."
All the clues we got pointed to you. I think we were set up.
Well, what clues did you have that pointed to me?
I just start rattling off about the supernatural goings-on at the house, the dealings we've had with the witches. I've got nothing to hide because, hey, guess what? Yeah, this guy can just put a bullet in my head anytime he wants. Anyway, I am trustworthy, even if I'm zip-tied.
Well, I think you have made quite the jump to tie me to these brain slugs.
Wasn't necessarily you. We actually thought you were probably just another victim. But we knew something supernatural was going on here, and that mirror we thought was directly tied to it. But like I said, I think we've been duped. Someone was trying to get us to do their dirty work.
I think you have maybe made very strange leaps to tie me to this and acted extremely rashly.
It would appear so. And I'm like, Manny's like looking to Mark, like, let's just agree to this and like try to pool our resources. It's an odd look that says too much, right? In the fiction, in the bullshit fiction sense, right?
Well, Mark is a fairly sharp cookie. He might pick up on that. Don't know what to say. Apparently we did no harm. Well, except for that guard's ankle might be needing some work.
I think we got worse than we gave.
Perhaps since we appear to be in the dark and misled, you can tell us what you really are doing here and what's up with that whole setup in the barn. Because the perceptions and the visions that we got were obviously dead wrong.
Well, I've already made an agreement with Ms. Gilbert. She was going to help me tomorrow.
Yeah, see, and we thought you were just going to do the slug thing. And that's why we were hasty.
Our agreement did not involve slugs.
That's usually in the fine print, isn't it?
To be fair, our agreement was vague and fishy. Made seemingly more so with the discoveries we made, which I'll freely admit were perhaps a bit rash. Guys, let's just put that behind us. We're sorry. You're sorry. We're probably sorrier than you are. And she grimaces, like holding her gut. Perhaps we can still make good on that deal, or I can still make good on that deal, and maybe we can work together to figure out the slug thing, because clearly it's in your organization.
How can you detect the slugs?
I can reach into the mind of anyone, and the thoughts will be alien.
He kind of eyes you a little warily now that you're talking about reaching into people's minds.
Yeah, that was probably our greatest secret.
I want to read his mind. Actually, I want to use telepathy to tell him in his mind. Yes, it's true.
I think that's all you're doing.
Yes. Yes. No. Nothing.
That you know, he kind of raises an eyebrow. You're more talented than I knew.
resist cheap one-liner.
So I look at Mandy, and so he's not a slug?
No.
Okay. Just relax.
He's been telling the truth so far.
Now the question is, now that she knows she's a teep, she's just like, I need to go get some lead foil. I'll be right back.
But I have my men take you to the hospital, and I will see you again tomorrow.
Amanda nods if Mark isn't speaking up.
Mark's wondering if he should off. Just looks at Mandy. Says, I can fix the hole in the wall.
He gives a bit of a tight lip smile. And goes, perhaps later, Mr. Roan. The damage you did to my lovely antique mirror was enough.
It's a tough mirror. Got to give you credit on that. Full force sledgehammer, not a scratch.
Fortunately, you weren't able to do any permanent harm. He turned out to one of his men and go, see that they are taken to the hospital so their wounds can be taken care of. Well, I will bid you, it's not good night, but until tomorrow, Miss Gilbert.
My apologies, Mr. Wilkes.
Help me, and all will be forgiven.
She nods.
And heads out of the room. And yeah, they'll load you up into a sedan. Nice. Well, Edgar lying across the back seat.
Well, that's better than a bullet in the skull.
You do know we're wanted criminals.
Oh, yeah.
Well, since Edgar's unconscious, he can't say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
probably
true.
Occurs to us since we had to avoid going back for our gear when we prepped for this little quote unquote operation.
Is this brought up to them?
Yeah. Yes. If nobody else does, then Mandy does.
Does he know a mob doctor?
We know a doctor who will help without bringing the police into this. They'll take you to the doctor who's, you know, he's used to some of the stranger things that go on around here.
Ah, cool.
Oh.
Like when we shoot Arthur's guys.
Like I said, he's the equivalent of a mob doctor.
Something like that. He's reduced to harm, and Edgar's brought back to consciousness.
Yay!
Awesome.
Okay. Not dead? Ow.
Just wish you were?
No, I'm flying right now. Tell the doctor thanks for the morphine.
We fill Edgar in on the developments.
And so at this point, if we get a moment to ourselves, where's Lucas?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I think this may be a conversation that we have in the doctor's office. Maybe when they're working on when he's working on treating Edgar.
In between the sounds of bullets hitting the little dish.
Amanda goes, yeah, I think Abaddon took her. The angel that
took him.
Yeah.
What? I didn't. Why? I thought Abaddon was your mentor. What? Why would he do that?
She. Well, you remember the whole deal with Uziel.
Yeah.
Having been exiled from heaven, I think she looked for other employment with the Reapers. I'd been seeing these visions of a dark hooded shape around Lucas, but I wasn't sure what they meant. I just. Yeah.
Did you at least warn him?
I didn't think it was this serious.
Oh, man.
I mean, he's always kind of risking his life crazily, isn't he?
It seems that way.
Lucas wasn't dead when we crossed the lawn, so I don't see why Abaddon would grab him unless there was a particular reason.
Apprenticeship program?
Amanda just looks to Mark and goes, shrug.
Work study?
I hate to do this to you, here, Roan, but maybe the slugs are more important right now?
Okay. Yeah, the doctor's got three out of me so far.
No, Roan.
That doesn't stop Edgar from talking.
Sure, that's fine.
I'm not even sure what direction to go in. I thought we were on the right path.
Well, keep your date. Yeah. Maybe I should take a nap.
You do that, Edgar. Well, we need to find a place where we can lick our wounds.
This is it, I guess, until tomorrow.
I don't know. Will this street doc put us up for the night? Is he used to people staying after they've been patched up?
Yeah, sure. You can rest here until the morning. This guy, he keeps sewing up Edgar. This guy, I'm not sure he could walk out of here right now.
Okay, well, let's go with this, Amanda. You make your appointment. I'll stay here with Edgar and tend to him. Yeah, hopefully Lucas can call and we can figure out what's going on. He's gotten out of weirder situations.
Yeah, I mean, she'll nod in agreement. That's probably the best course right now. I'm sorry.
So I just imagine you getting cleaned up, going to the appointment with bullet holes in your clothing.
Yeah. I don't suppose like the guys who drove us here are still here.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, maybe you see if the doc has some black suture and you can sew the holes up.
By the way, I'm totally picturing this guy as Dr. Kronig from A Dame to Kill For by Christopher Lloyd.
You guys have a probably not terribly restful night, and it's morning. What are you doing? You at least feel marginally better.
When was the appointment for?
He was going to have you picked up that night.
Right.
Was I hallucinating, or did you say they're not, there's no worms in them, right?
Not a one. Not in the ones I pried into anyway.
And they may or may not be bad guys, or they may not, but they're definitely not good guys or something.
Oh, what's the term? Independent operators?
Turf war. Great. Lean lays back. Doc says,
I think it's just a personal interest kind of thing. I'll know more later.
Doc says I'm going to be here for maybe another day before he kicks me out.
No, you're getting kicked out in the morning.
Did I heal any more overnight or?
No, you guys have gotten as much healing from this as you can.
Well, okay. I know maybe a place we can go. Trust me. I have my home ground.
Blackwell's Furniture Store. Tea store.
Yep. Because that's part of my home ground move. I can always find people who will hide me or help me, with a minor favor. Basically,
such a put your problems upon them kind of thing.
Oh, hey, it's turnabout. We help them; they help us.
All right, so you set up like a quote unquote safe house, I guess.
Order some Chinese.
You like Sichuan?
Something not spicy probably would be good.
So, what are you guys doing other than eating Chinese?
Do we have any other leads on these slugs other than the one we followed up here and that didn't pan out with Wilkes? Because if we don't, then the only course I see is just go through with the Wilkes thing.
Well, if he was set up for a fall by the slugs, perhaps they may be waiting for you to go there or something. Maybe something will happen. I don't know. I mean, this is the point where we know more about Wilkes than we do about the slugs. So I don't know what we can find out. And I don't feel right about running you around going, okay, read their mind. Because that's the only other way we're going to find the slugs is you.
Maybe.
Did you scan Miss Blackwell? Mrs. Blackwell?
Well, I mean, if we're there now in this scene, then she probably has, right? So Manny's like, I don't know how the police thing works, but you think maybe you could coordinate with Childs, see if there are any, I don't know, records or something of people acting strangely?
The look on my face says that Childs is the last person I want to call right now. It's her job. And yeah, she's an ally, but here's the problem. It's also her job. And I don't want her to lose her job.
Someone else done. Or could you do some of that research on your own?
Well, they were in the police. Where now, who else had it to that we knew of?
You were suspecting that the
Freeman,
wife of the guy who was killed in the stair.
Yeah.
Seeded, so to speak.
So they're looking to take over. Maybe they're looking to get in positions of power. And once they're in positions of power, they can then start converting wholesale. But what are they looking for? I'll see what I can find out on these folks on O'Brien. And actually, I think O'Brien probably got it.
Maybe if we can get a hold of a live thing, live one of these things, I can tune in and see if I can find the source. There's probably one still in Freeman. And if your hunch is correct, maybe there's one in the wife of, blah, 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 that guy.
Wait a second. I'm going to do a quick check on the good senator. Is anything about her meeting Freeman again today?
You should probably stay the hell away from the senator.
Probably just that their meeting was interrupted by protesters claiming to be members of the press and did not say it was rescheduled for the next day or anything like that. No.
Okay. So do you think they're of this earth or I point upwards?
Let's just find them and ask.
Maybe if we get Wilk spooked enough about these things, he'll leverage his resources. Maybe he can make that pitch to him.
I'm going to, at the very least, do some more research on Freeman. Some research that's going to be a... investigate a mystery!
You'd already investigated him. I don't see what more you can get from just doing some...
How are you going about him? About it, right? Are you? Because last time we looked at him like via computers, mm-hmm. So we'd have to do some deeper type stuff now.
Yeah, trouble is we're also wanted.
Aren't you a semi-sneaky type?
I am. My hair's still black too because I haven't had a chance to get the dye out.
Which means your mugshots are going to be, if we got so far as having mugshots taken.
We had mugshot. We had mugshots taken. Trust me on that.
Well, you got that shaved patch where you had to suture up the bullet graze off your skull.
Yeah, one little shaved patch, let's shave it all.
Then what's your next move after you get your head shaved?
Go check. She's in an antique. I bet she has some older clothing, so I'll find something that fits and change my wardrobe and find a pair of sunglasses. Maybe go and pose as something and go actually to Freeman's offices as a possible investor. Maybe get some more information from there. I wasn't prepared to go into the lion's den. Besides, I have a feeling that best I'll do is talk to his secretary and set up an appointment, and that'll be it. Unless my assistant comes with me, looking at Amanda, and maybe
I'm not going anywhere unless it's Wilkes Estate.
Okay.
Yeah. We got bridges to mend.
Yeah. Well, it's not much
why
I can really...
Why don't you go poke around Freeman's home? He's got to live somewhere.
Another charge of breaking and entering. To our many crimes. I mean, what are we going to find at his home? Find the mother slug?
You never know.
I look at Mark.
I'm not going to shave my head.
No. Are we even ready to even take on a mother slug? The guys in black kicked our butts. Mother slug will have us for lunch.
Then engage. Just... see what you can find. And if you find a small one, get it to me. I'll find the big one. And then maybe we can pool resources with Wilkes. But this is all in the future. Just see what you can find.
Might as well do some surveillance on the wife.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
That works. Yeah, we can do that. So they live in a house or a condo or...
Yeah, I've got a house outside of town.
He was wealthy, so more likely, is it a gated community?
Yeah, of course it's a gated community. Got to keep the riffraff out.
Like shaven-headed hooligans with scars?
Yeah.
Why do I feel
just
like...
wear a jaunty hat and...
So I end up looking like Heisenberg instead. All right, yeah.
I end up looking like Todd's picture there.
that's a very trustworthy picture. Passive surveillance has its place. If we don't see any activity for extended periods of time, maybe it's safe to investigate.
Cool, go for it. Get out of here. I think you're getting super frustrated with sitting in here and she's been watching you cut Edgar's hair and you're vacillating between different plans. She's like, great, wonderful, get the fuck out.
Thank you. Thanks for your support.
Well,
have fun on your date.
Yeah, I'll ask Mrs. Blackwell if we can borrow her car for a little bit.
I suppose.
Promise no bullet holes.
So what's your plan?
If it's gated, we're not getting in unless I can pull a massive con on the gate guard.
You're a con man. You can do it. We believe in you. Well, we used to, but then you started rolling five, four.
Yeah.
His times he's actually tempted to be a con man have been pretty few.
Yeah. I look at Mark. We're insurance investigators from Mutual Omaha. We're, life insurance. We're here investigating. We're here to talk
We're property inspectors, claim adjusters.
Yeah.
I know my way around hardware. Yep. I can leverage that.
Yep. Basically, we're from the insurance company. We're here to investigate the claim that she's hopefully have made. And I'll see if I can BS the gate guard. Let me in. Let us in.
Yes, that's a manipulate. So you guys pull up, show some phonied up credentials.
Flash some, you know.
We're here to investigate some claims.
Are you specifically saying you're going to go see the Roberts, or Miss Roberts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that way, because they probably have patrols, and, you know, we want to be on their list that we're going to be at their house.
You're coming in to see somebody. They want to know who you're coming in to see.
We need to do some, just to verify things and to standard interview. Charm, actually.
Absolutely freaking magical.
Boy, you leveled up.
Twice.
Make your improvements, man.
Just think, you could be super ineffective.
The guard, you give him some identification. He goes, just a moment. Steps back into his little gatehouse, comes back out, and he's aiming what looks like a taser at you. He's going to fire.
Put in reverse and get the heck out of there.
Well, that's an act under pressure.
Let's see if I actually do double level this time around.
Can I help with that? Like, roll up the window?
Let's see what it rolls first.
Yeah, yeah. Of course! Run away! Kick in reverse, do a bootlegger and get the hell out of there.
Start backing up and spin around. This guy runs, jumps on top of the car.
Okay. I'm wondering if this is a slug boy, because this isn't normal. Reach out and turn on the windshield wipers.
He's trying to reach in through the window that was open and trying to grab Edgar.
Now you can roll the window up.
What are you doing to here? He's going to grab Edgar. Grab the wheel or something, and it's going to probably cause some sort of crash or something.
I'm going to reinforce the steering wheel. So if this thug manages to grab it, he's going to have to fight Edgar and me and inertia. And hey, since Edgar says he's doing a bootlegger, hopefully physics will take over.
Another act under pressure, I think.
Just a little.
Drum roll, please.
Bingo, 12. When we're fleeing, we flee.
Reach over and shove against his armor and shoulder, push him back. And as you do the bootlegger, yeah, he rolls and goes rolling across the ground.
So, as we're driving away, plan B.
You guys are just running then?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, what if he is a slug? Why don't you investigate? Hello?
You know,
let's
what?
Not run away too much. Well, I know it went really well, but
yeah. Well, two things: we're going to have to return the car to Mrs. Blackwell and then leave her safe house because the cops will be there soon.
Well,
in fact, this has been in the car someplace, and
this guy if he was on top of the car and then rolling away, odds are he didn't get the license plate. I don't think we have to worry on this one. He was eating dust.
You're not going back and it's making sure he's not a slug. That doesn't seem like normal behavior to me, right? Jumping after a car and climbing on it on top of it when you're just a security guard for a gated community. You know, yeah, somebody like comes in with phony ID. Unless he's like a diehard like 80s action movie fan or something. I don't think he would do anything like that under normal circumstances.
In Edgar's mind, he's a slug, which means they all know we're there. So we wouldn't be facing him. We'd be facing a bunch more slugs.
The point of the exercise was to get a slug so we can find the mother slug so we can do something about it. You're the action hero of the story. Go get it.
We're like all sitting there driving away, you know, trying to get our hearts back to normal. And this nagging little voice in the back of our head.
It's Amanda. Get me a slug.
Sometimes it's difficult to get people to fail forward.
Yeah. We're running away.
Oh, I'm not good.
But that sort of tells us it's slug heaven in that gated community. By the by, does Freeman live in that same community?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, he lives there, sure.
Think we convince the United States government to drop a very small nuclear bomb there? Think we convince Wilkes to do the magical equivalent?
Not yet. Let's hear what Amanda has to say after her meeting.
So you guys come back and go, yeah. The guard said we couldn't come in, so we came back.
Yes.
What happened?
we're like beat dogs at this point.
You know, I you
also,
know,
also Edgar's
wounded, walking wounded. You know, it's like I can go hand to hand with that guard, and he just has to hit me once, and I'm down again.
You could have pushed Mark in front of you. Hello, he's just at one harm. But let's not get buried in that. Okay, so you know, Amanda will express his disgust at your inability and ineptitude. And
who said we were telling you?
Okay, fair.
No.
She can read minds.
I tell her pretty much and said, and if it is Slug Central, we wouldn't have been facing one. We've been facing a bunch. I mean, that's why he knew we weren't kosher, because he just simply just confirmed touching my foreheads.
She would just throw up her arms and go, I guess this will have to wait until after I see Wilkes.
Let's try to make more friends, less enemies.
Maybe you can convince Wilkes to send a little scouting party into that community.
No, because they'll come back and say, we have reported nothing. There is nothing here.
You know,
it is a false alarm.
You know, Amanda would probably mutter under her breath like, yeah, maybe they would get results.
You went to harsh school, but true. Didn't you?
I really miss Lucas. Like, he just leapt in and murdered everything.
Who says he's not doing that right now?
He would have left the car and then started making out with a guard, and we would have had a second slug. Yeah, if you don't have any further ideas, then Amanda's just going to wait for her pickup time and go see Wilkes.
I'm going to take this tub of wax, and I'm going to buff out the scuffs on the hood of her car.
Well, I'd help, except that, you know, my arm, you know, I got to put back in that sling. Oh,
uh-huh. Yeah. You sit there. You mend.
Mm-hmm. You missed a spot.
You all sit around glaring at each other.
Angrily eating Chinese food, yeah.
It might be terrible roleplay, but it's great cinema.
I assume you let Wilkes know where you were, or are you going there?
Yeah, we arranged something off screen to make sure.
Like the coffee shop that's nearby. That way he doesn't know exactly where we are.
Fine by me.
I always think of Neutral Grounds as a coffee shop name.
He sends somebody, picks you up, brings you back out to the estate.
Cool.
You're led to meet him in den or study, because a book which you recognize as the Rowena Darkmoor book, and he opens it and goes, I think you're at least somewhat familiar with this particular ritual, and it's the one that the college student screwed up.
Yeah, she sighs. Yeah, I know that one.
Well, it's an important component in my ritual. I think you should be able to do this to open my communications with the other powers.
If you're looking for a particular power, the one from that ritual, I may already be dialed in.
Well, then this may be easier for you than I thought.
Bad habits, you know. She's not enthusiastic about her witch powers at all.
You other two, are you just hanging around the neighborhood there? Or?
Yeah, pretty much keeping the down low.
Yeah.
At least until we get more information.
Yeah, I'm having
hopefully
some...
Amanda can give us something.
Yeah, because I'm really in no shape to go out and kick ass. Right now, ass is kicking me.
All right, then. So he is then, you know, if you understand what's required of you, you know, he's got some of the components. And
I think she'll ask him straight out, like, maybe now you'd be willing to tell me what you're trying to do?
Well, as I said, I have a bit of a malady, and with this ritual, I'm going to cleanse myself of it.
And I don't suppose this is cancer or something mundane?
No, nothing that is mundane as that.
We didn't set up an idea of recompense, right, did we?
You were getting paid an indeterminate amount of money that was a lot.
Cool, okay. So I think she says, you'd be willing to renegotiate. If I help you here, would you be able to or willing to assist in the elimination of these slugs? I think that's more important than a bunch of money.
Yes, I think that can be arranged.
Is he truthful?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. All right, then show me what I need to do.
All right, so night is falling and leads you out into the open area back there where they've brought out that mirror and they've set it up in a not nearly as nice looking metal frame. It broke the lovely woodwork one that it had been in. He's got a number of ritual items, and there's a circle there in the ground and the appropriate symbology for something. I mean, if you want to try to glean anything more than that, I think it requires some sort of role to...
I'm not really looking for monster details, but particularly. This would maybe be a bad situation in that case.
Sure.
Or a mystery.
Well, looking at the questions for the mystery, it's more like, where did the monster go? What sort of monster is it? What happened here? That kind of thing. I know what happened here. The only question relevant would maybe be what's being concealed here. But on the other one, there are things like, what's the biggest threat? Any dangers I haven't known? I guess it's a question of whether or not I feel this is a threatening, if there's a potential for danger here.
Well, you know that spell can go wrong, and anytime you're using magic, and there's chances for it to go wrong.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, this is definitely a bad sitch. So let me read that. And she's looking around. She's looking at the sigils and the circles and the mirror, and trying to figure out what's going on here magically. Speaking, it's an 8.
Get your 1.
Yeah, I want to know what's the best way to protect the victims, and the victims being the people committing the ritual. And if you want to be specific, I want to know what's the best way to protect Wilkes.
You think going through the ritual, and if you carry through with your part, then you think that gives him the best opportunity to carry through with his part and fulfill it.
All right.
All right. It's nightfall, but tonight happens to be a lunar eclipse.
Of course.
Yes. You're getting prepared for the ritual here, and he's checking the time, and says it needs to be timed just as the eclipse fades and the moon is reborn.
Very well. And she's all business now. She's totally pinpoint focused. If there's something she feels is missing, she'll ask for it. If anything is even vaguely out of alignment according to what she perceives, she'll attempt to rectify it before the eclipse, before go time.
Okay, so you go adjusting a few things, and then as the time's nearing, he turns to one of his guys, goes, okay, go get her. And he goes tromping off to the carriage house there.
And Amanda goes, get who?
There needs to be one last sacrifice to power this.
And who are we sacrificing?
Just another vampire.
Is he being truthful?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, she bites her lip and nods.
Then these two guys come tromping out with carrying this manacled woman between them. Looks like she's, they've not been gentle with her.
Right.
Drag her to the center of the circle there. She manacle her to a couple posts that they drive in the ground. that you're starting the ritual, and he's doing some enchanting, and this is where we have you roll a plus weird.
Using magic plus weird, or just plus weird, something else?
This is more of a more of a custom move thing here.
All right, cool. Does any of my bad sitch stuff figure into this?
Let's see.
I was asking the best way to protect protect Wilkes, which was to make my part of the ritual as well as possible.
I'm sure. Yeah, sure.
Okay. So plus three in that case. Oh, just barely a seven.
All right. I've begun the ritual. You're reading there from Rowena's book, intoning the charm there, and things kind of stop, and you hear a voice behind you, Mandy, and Chris's voice.
I think she attempts to keep her cool and just say, I'm busy now, go away. Which is extra painful because this is what she kept doing in her marriage, which led to her not finding out that he was sick and dead and died and dying.
I'm afraid that won't work anymore.
This isn't the time. We can talk later. Please leave.
We have to talk now.
Yeah, I don't know. If she's in the middle of, like, intoning...
Things have mystically stopped.
Oh, okay.
You're in the, the nether space, kind of.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, you win. What do you want?
Are you sure that you want to go through with this and help this man?
He hasn't lied to me, and he's the only way I can see to help with this invasion.
Well, you have the power to ask for something other than what he wants.
I think she hesitates for a moment. I think she knows what he means, but even so, she's kind of stalling, right? Going for the, what do you mean?
You're the one with the connections to the powers here. You can tell them something else you want.
God damn it. I think she, in the nether space, her hands knot up into balls, and she shakes her head, and she's like, no, I made a deal.
There are other things at work here.
Like what?
Why are Abaddon and Lucas hanging around here? As he looks over and you see Abaddon, and Lucas is also there, though he is now dressed in the robes of a reaper. Abaddon's robes, though, are immaculately tailored to her. Lucas just has the normal old frayed robes of a reaper. Abaddon's, for some reason, is just immaculately tailored like her suit.
Are you saying it's Wilkes's time?
You can decide that.
Or are they just waiting for somebody to croak? Ah.
This is a pivotal moment, Amanda.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe we should make a roll here to see, but I don't know what kind of roll it would be, so maybe that's a bad idea.
Well, what are you thinking? Is this?
I think she's conflicted enough that it's not sure which way she would go, but I don't want to just flip a coin or.
What would she try to do to resolve that question?
Maybe, you know what? I think she'd reach out. She'd reach out and try to get a better grasp of what's about to happen, right? If she's now connected to this whole ritual, she's in the midst of it. She's in the nether realm in between. No. Changed my mind. She thinks about doing that, but then I think she gets very small and she kind of sighs, and then she says, all right, you win. I want you back. What do I do?
Well, that will take some doing.
If Wilkes dies and she dies, is that enough?
Yes. But you know it can't be the same, though.
It'll just have to be good enough. bad choices. Yay!
If that is your choice, then.
Yeah, locked in. Confirmation. Approved.
All right. Then things snap back. And you see Wilkes make some arcane motion. The mirror flashes and the vampire is vaporized. Then Wilkes adjusts the mirror. The light of the moon that is just coming out of eclipse to shine on him. And then the mirror tilts down away from him. And out of the mirror falls your husband.
Ta-da! And yeah, I think she rushes forward and picks him up.
And I think that's our season ender.
Crazy. crazy.
Well, yeah. That's a wonderful kind of messed up.
pretty much exactly what I was hoping for. Yeah, of course.
You
know, I'm always reminded of a certain Stephen King's novel, Pet Sematary.
Yeah, that or Clive Barker's Hellraiser.
Yeah. It's your husband's body.
Yeah, I guess we'll see how this goes. Awesome.
Should we do end of session here before?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yep.
Conclude the current mystery.
No.
Save someone from certain death or worse. No, I don't think so.
Does ourselves count?
No. You do not count.
That's a no.
Something new and important about the world.
Yeah.
We first take apprentices. you can maybe return the dead to life.
Okay.
There's a slug invasion and Wilkes wasn't part of it.
Something new and important about one of the hunters.
The length Amanda would go to get her husband back.
Yeah.
Andrew's a fucking coward. Just kidding. Well, we did learn Edgar is completely useless.
I don't think that was something new.
No. When he's not doing what he does best, whatever that is.
That is true.
Give the poor man a shotgun or something.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's one XP.
Hey, ding.
Ding.
Well,
literally, ding.
Show off.
Your reward for sucking.
I definitely would be taking advanced moves.
Yeah, you have two. You could advance four moves if you
want. Yeah, I could.
And you have +2 charm, sharp and cool. So you could do two cool moves, like that would give you a pretty decent shot.
Sharp
as well. You could ask any question. So you have some great options, actually. That's pretty
good. Yeah. I'll think about it. We have time to think about it.
Oh, yeah. Season ending.
So, feedback?
We were definitely fish out of water in this one, which is okay.
Yeah. Well, we kind of went in with a death wish.
Like, we were hoping this was the season ender.
But then you ran away when you're confronted by the guard.
Yeah, that would be a mixed thorn from me, but it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. It was just like...
That was my attempt to let you guys fail forward.
But then Edgar only... if Edgar takes any damage, he's back to dying again.
Well, what we know is that when you take the slugs out of people, they die, right? So chances are he's dead already. You could have just run him over.
The thought had not even occurred to me.
If you weren't sure, you could always have jumped out. I mean, Mark was pretty decent shape. He could have jumped out and wrestled the guy, maybe grabbed the taser.
Thought is if he's conscious or still alive, the worm's still alive, slug's still alive in him. We'd have to gag and blindfold him just so he wouldn't know where he was.
We don't know for sure if it's a hive mind kind of thing. As in, like, this is a drone that everybody has access to. We don't know that for sure. You could have grabbed him, taking precautions, could have maybe grabbed him, taken him somewhere and called for Amanda or something. That could have been a possibility, but it didn't go that way. So that's cool.
Yeah, I just wait to see.
I would just encourage you in the future to like take some risks, grab some people.
We took some risks. We ate a lot of lead. just from a character arc perspective, being a little gun shy, I think, is actually in character.
Oh yeah. So, mm-hmm. It's he just had a taser though, and you got okay. I'm not going to harp anymore on that.
Yeah. And poor Edgar, who's been shot how many times and shot people how many times between Edgar and Lucas, we've been shot how many times?
I guess you're even roughly now.
Here's the fun thing. I was wondering if the Reapers were there for Amanda. I was totally expecting someone else to be doing the betraying.
Ooh, that's true. We haven't even figured out who they're there for. Yeah, that's right. Cliffhanger.
Yeah. Well, we know now. They were there for somebody or somebodies.
Well, we know the vampire got poofed. Feel bad about that. Oh, well. Yeah.
But she's already dead.
Yeah, I was thinking that. That was actually fun. That was good. Because if it had been a different character there, they might have reacted differently, right? Amanda or Lucas would have been like, oh, sure, cool. Zap that fucker. But Mark, no. Mark would have been like, no, abort. No ritual. Any other thoughts from you guys? Like fun stuff or somewhere where it snagged or...
Overall, something. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did too.
Some people may have been grousing about not being the pinnacle of adventure, but I at least over these last few sessions, it really hits home for Mark the emotional perils of being a monster hunter.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Well, if you involve your family, yeah.
Well, and it's going to get a lot freakier when Chris shows up.
Yep.
I actually really enjoyed that we got our ass handed to us in the early. It was a nice twist there because you know we go into a big building thing and you expect the hunters to like kick ass and change things around and then. It doesn't go that way. Good starting scene. That's mostly on the dice, but still. So, roses to the dice. Roses to rolls.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I also, even though I disagree with your choice of leaving the gated community, I enjoyed the resulting, like, angry takeout eating. Yeah, I can't think of anything in particular else.
Okay, any thoughts overall and potential going forward?
Definitely, we're going to have to deal with the fact that one of our number is now a Reaper.
Yeah, we don't know exactly what's going on there. I mean, it was kind of in weird land. No, I'm looking forward to seeing more of the fallout of this horrible choice.
Yeah,
I know some people that are going to be really unhappy. So,
yeah, well, they don't matter.
Fair enough. Y'all take care. Excellent session. Yep. Thank you very much.
Bye bye.
Yep. Bye.
Did the Gutter Scamps play Frat Boys Versus at some point?
I believe that's the one that I most remember. Yes, yeah, I think Nikki would go whole hog on a frat boy.
Okay, then.
I think we have our quote for the opening.
Unfortunately, she'll never hear it. Through the power of Google, they did a Frat Boys Versus.
So I wasn't completely fantasizing about that.
Apparently not.
Which would have been a strange thing to fantasize about.
Nikki going old hog.
Frat Boy. Okay, well, now, if I was fantasizing about it, it would involve gold lame for sure.
So this is the bit where I record some comments to myself, so when I listen to this a few years from now, I'll remember what I was thinking. This game campaign arc, it started with the intent to just be episodic, fill in games, and then it kind of became our current campaign. I hope that we can get back to it, because there are a few more loose ends than I would have liked. A few comments about Monster of the Week and Powered by the Apocalypse games. PBTA games, they tend to be narrow focused, and if you move outside what they were designed to do, the mechanics can get a little strained. I felt Monster of the Week did a good job in giving us what it says on the cover. It simulates the feel of the Monster of the Week type TV show, and when we strayed from that a bit, it could feel a little narratively and mechanically strained, but it was more robust than some other PBTA games I've played. This was sort of my first time GMing a PBTA game, though. I was somewhat concurrently GMing Impulse Drive for another group. It was a good experience to be doing both those at the same time. The game encourages and tells you to do things as a GM that are things that I usually do try to do as a GM. Play to find out, always been how I've tried to play. The engine does require you to make things happen, which is where in another system, if you fail, it might mean nothing happens. The Apocalypse engine expects you to make something interesting happen, even if it isn't an obvious result of the failed action. I think for me, the best lesson to take away from it to GMing all games is make something happen, no matter what the circumstances. It's not always easy, but it usually results in interesting stories. Also, there's an encouragement to prompt the players for narrative elements, which is a big help in improving and getting more player buy-in into the narrative. For all, if there's anybody else actually listening to this, I hope you have enjoyed this little arc. I know I certainly have, and I think all the Sunday Skypers did. Well, thanks for listening. If you want to contact us, we have a Facebook page. We started a Google Plus community. There's our forums, sundayskypers.freeforums.org. There's email, sundayskypers@zoho.com. That's sundayskypers, all one word, @zoho.com. And of course, there's always telepathy.